Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
More than 800 new COVID-19 cases were reported in Wyoming on Friday. The 801 new cases brings the statewide confirmed total to 18,243 since the pandemic began. The Wyoming Department of Health did not report any new deaths, so the statewide death total remains at 127. As of Friday afternoon, over 10,000 Wyomingites who were confirmed to have the respiratory illness have recovered. Governor Mark Gordon held a news conference Friday in which he did not announce any new health orders. He said, though, they may be coming, including a face mask mandate. The Gillette Police Department say a suspect was wounded after they reportedly shot at a police officer. According to a statement, a Gillette police officer located a vehicle whose driver was suspected to be involved in a shooting outside of city limits. The officer was following the vehicle and waiting for backup when the vehicle abruptly stopped. The driver got out of his car and started shooting at the officer. He reportedly returned fire and hit the suspect, who is now being treated for injury sustained. How severely the suspect was injured is unclear. The officer wasn't hurt. As is standard, the Wyoming Department of Criminal Investigation is investigating the incident. No further details have been released.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A female driver and her male passenger were booked into the Uinta County Detention Center Saturday after leading sheriff's deputies and the Wyoming Highway Patrol on a chase. The vehicle, originally stolen in downtown Rock Springs, was spotted east of Evanston by sheriff's deputies. The driver refused to pull over, and the chase was on, with speeds reaching over 90 miles per hour while headed west. Deputies were able to spike the tires. The chase ended when the vehicle attempted to turn around and sideswiped a light pole. The two were booked into the Uinta County Detention Center on several felony charges. No other information has been released. A Cat 5 hurricane in Wyoming? We're a little far from the ocean for that to occur, but wind gusts equaled the strength of hurricane force winds over the weekend. According to the National Weather Service, Atlantic City received the record, with gusts recorded as high as 119 miles per hour. Casper and Mills also made the list, with gusts as high as 80. High wind warnings were issued across the southern portion of the state, especially reminding truckers of the hazards high winds can cause on the state's highways and interstates. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.